"That old woman is so cruel," she said. "Make sure you put your hands in a dish of salt after she makes you rub her neck." "Why should I do that?" "My mother used to say to me, 'Evil spreads in the world through touch.' And I know it's true, too, because my mother brushed up against a demon that passed her on the road one morning, and that's why she died. If you don't purify your hands, you'll turn into a shriveled-up old pickle just like Granny." Considering that Pumpkin and I were the same age and in the same peculiar position in life, I'm sure we would have talked together often if we could have. But our chores kept us so busy, we hardly had time even for meals, which Pumpkin ate before me because she was senior in the Okia. I knew that Pumpkin had come only 6 months before me, as I've mentioned, but I knew very little else about her. So I asked,
"Pumpkin, are you from Kyoto? Your accent sounds like you are."
"I was born in Sapporo, but then my mother died when I was 5, and my father sent me here to live with an uncle. Last year my uncle lost his business, and here I am."
"Why don't you run away to Sapporo again?"
"My father had a curse put on him and died last year. I can't run away. I don't have anywhere to go."
"When I find my sister," I said, "you can come with us. We'll run away together."
Considering what a difficult time Pumpkin was having with her lessons, I expected she would be happy at my offer, but she didn't say anything at all. We had reached Shizhou Avenue by now and crossed it in silence. This was the same avenue that had been so crowded the day Mr. Beku had brought Satsu and me from the station. Now, so early in the morning, I could see only a single streetcar in the distance and a few bicyclists here and there. When we reached the other side, we continued up a narrow street, and then Pumpkin stopped for the first time since we'd left the Okia.
"My uncle was a very nice man," she said. "Here's the last thing I heard him say before he sent me away. 'Some girls are smart and some girls are stupid,' he told me. 'You're a nice girl, but you're one of the stupid ones. You won't make it on your own in the world. I'm sending you to a place where people will tell you what to do. Do what they say, and you'll always be taken care of. So if you want to go out on your own, Chio-chan, you go. But me, I've found a place to spend my life. I'll work as hard as I have to so they don't send me away. But I'd sooner throw myself off a cliff than spoil my chances to be a geisha like Hatsumomo.'"
Here Pumpkin interrupted herself. She was looking at something behind me on the ground.
"Oh my goodness, Chio-chan," she said. "Doesn't it make you hungry?"